the reversal of the particular deal with the South African bank kills two birds with one stone for the PF. On the one hand, it allows them to flag up their economic nationalism. One of the things that SATA was campaigning on was keeping Zambian resources for Zambians. And of course, reversing a sale to a foreign country does that. And it also allows him to kind of attack one of the last deals done by the Banda government. How effective he is at actually countering corruption in the long run, I think, would depend on whether or not he's also prepared to go after corrupt deals that weren't necessarily so favourable to the former government, whether he's actually willing to investigate corruption that's alleged against PF politicians as well. Otherwise, this could start to look like a witch hunt against the former regime, and that's actually likely to polarise people around the question of corruption and to make it a political issue rather than a good governance or an ethical issue.
The Vice President, Guy Scott, has said that road construction projects will also be reviewed and the Food Reserve Agency is also to be audited. But after 20 years of rule under the Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, how easy will it be to eradicate this so-called corruption?
Very difficult, because many aspects of it are deep-rooted in the bureaucracy and within political parties and the way that MPs operate themselves. And in that sense, there will be practices that many MPs within the PF may also have taken part in the past. So it will be very difficult to eradicate them. I think the other thing to keep in mind is exactly the scope of what the PF is pledging to do. We're currently talking about reviewing major pieces of legislation in a number of different policy areas at the same time as making major policy plans for the banks in terms of asking them to change interest rates and thinking about reviewing things like the windfall tax on copper mining. And I think one question is whether or not the government can do that amount of activity well in a very short period of time.
SATA has fired 73 district commissioners, appointing civil servants in their position, saying these people should not be affiliated to any political party. This is obviously another part of his promise to bring significant change to the country within 90 days.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, there are many other things that they've done as well. They've renamed some of the airports and so on. In many ways, I think some of these decisions are good decisions. We're seeing a promise to actually make them, as you say, more technocratic or impartial appointments. But of course, that's not the way it will be seen by the opposition. Movement for Multi-Party Democracy, the former ruling party, will see this as a witch hunt designed purposely to remove its members from power. And the SATA government itself is actually fairly narrowly constrained. SATA hasn't really gone out of his way to try and give the government, in terms of cabinet positions, a really national feel. Now, in some ways, that's inevitable because the nature of the PF's support base and its MPs in Parliament means it's difficult to actually have a nationally representative cabinet. But one danger here is that with a fairly narrow cabinet and the removal of numerous MMD people from their positions, that there'll be a real sense of scapegoating the government and an actual attack on the former government, rather than this actually being for good governance. How much it actually affects the long-term politics of Zambia, I think we'll have to wait and see. The key question will be, will these people actually act independently when push comes to shove and things start to get more difficult for the new government?
On a foreign policy level and the corruption we've been discussing, how concerned do you think SATA will be about upsetting the apple cart?
He'll be concerned. I think many people in the party will be concerned. I mean, one thing we should say is that although they've talked about reviewing many of these things and pausing many of these contracts, having meetings to go over again many of these negotiations and deals that were done, they haven't as yet actually imposed the windfall tax. They haven't as yet actually changed any of the deals. They're in a process of review. So in some ways, it's a little bit too early to say exactly what's going to happen. And I think one thing that might start to happen quickly is that as the government pledges to review so many contracts and at the same time it seems to be getting more and more involved in direct management of the economy, that foreign investors will start to get scared. And as that happens, I think there'll be signals coming to Zambia from the IMF and the World Bank and foreign investors that this is actually undermining the prospects of foreign investment and the creation of new jobs. And when that happens, we may see the PF start to take a more moderate stance. This may be something that they've decided to do in order to really be seen as a party of action and, as you say, assuage their voters who expected that from them. But it may not be something that we actually see them follow through on in all of the cases.